AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in the Washington Bureau. News that President Biden's son, Hunter, has agreed to a plea deal with the Department of Justice that has him likely avoiding prison time is not sitting well with Republicans. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy this afternoon.
My first reaction is it continues to show the two-tier system in America. If you are the president's leading political opponent, the DOJ tries to literally put you in jail and give you prison time. If you are the president's son, you get a sweetheart deal.
On MSNBC, reaction from Hunter Biden's attorney Chris Clark.
I've heard Speaker McCarthy say a lot of stuff I don't agree with. There was no basis for what he said, and he's not right.
Hunter Biden will plead guilty to tax and weapons charges. President Biden today told reporters, "I'm proud of my son." Much of Texas is under excessive heat warnings now. Odyssey New York meteorologist Craig Allen says it's so hot, it's dangerous.
We're talking about dangerously hot conditions, and the heat index could be up between 110 and 115 degrees. That will take a tremendous toll on the body.
An increasingly urgent search continues now for a five-person submersible 900 miles off the coast of Massachusetts. CBS's Roxana Saberi reports from Boston.
For years, it was mainly scientists who visited the famous shipwreck located nearly 2.5 miles under the ocean surface. But 2 years ago, the company OceanGate Expeditions began taking tourists.
OceanGate Expeditions offers you the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to be a specially trained crew member safely diving to the Titanic wreckage site.
The price tag, around $250,000.
Russian officials say they do not believe a visit to Beijing by Secretary of State Antony Blinken will hurt the relationship between Russia and China. More on that from CBS News correspondent Ian Lee.
We heard from the Kremlin spokesman really saying that this isn't going to change any relations between Russia and China. Secretary Blinken did come out and say that the Chinese weren't going to provide any lethal aid to the Russians for use in Ukraine. But when it comes to Moscow and Beijing relations, they really have gotten closer as this war has progressed. Russia has really turned to China for a lot of assistance because of these crippling Western sanctions that have targeted Russia.
Four people were killed this morning when a fire that started in an e-bike shop in New York City quickly spread to apartments in the floors above it. The fire happened in the Chinatown neighborhood of Manhattan. Fire officials believe the fire was an accident caused by a lithium-ion battery, but a man who says he owns the shop told the AP that no lithium-ion batteries were being charged there overnight. The Dow closed down 245 points. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
There's a right way and a wrong way to fight off mosquitoes. Karate chopping the air in a public place in front of your kids and their friends,
Mom,
is the wrong way. Using Stem mosquito repellent is the right way. Stem effectively repels mosquitoes by harnessing active ingredients found in plants like lemongrass and peppermint, making it safe for use as directed around people and pets. Stem, rooted in nature, optimized by science, and embarrassment-free.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation. When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186. 954-1186.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson and Wachs. GTWLawyers.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Artificial turf fields have a layer of old tires below the fake grass. Wausau resident Carol Lukens is concerned residents aren't aware of the risks for these new fields being installed at Wausau East and West.
The crumb rubber sticks to clothing, to skin, and migrates, and again, that has hazardous chemicals.
And she's not the only one worried about the health and environmental impacts of artificial turf. The Children's Environmental Health Center at the Mount Sinai Institute for Exposomic Research, or Exposure Over a Lifetime, states that artificial turf poses a health risk to children through chemical exposures.
But again, the turf industry is very lucrative.
None of this even takes into account the higher water bills residents are already paying for PFAS-free water and the potential for further contamination from these new fields. We've reached out, but are still waiting to hear from the Wausau School District. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly clear skies tonight with a low of 59. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 88. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Mainly clear skies and quiet again. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 59. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Thursday and Friday and highs in the upper 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 85.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through.
Welcome, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on Civic Media. You can download the Civic Media app from your favorite app store and listen with clarity everywhere that you are. And you can, of course, join our conversation, 844-967-2789. We're going to take a little break from the indictment today and wanted to just break some news. The Wisconsin Senate passed the Shared Revenue and Sales Tax bill moments ago on a vote of 21 to 12. And so I kind of wanted to start there because it's happening in real time. It's absolutely historic in the state. And there's a lot of noise coming from, I think, both sides of the fence. And I've been trying to clarify for a long time that we can condemn portions of the bill, but that the bill must pass and we have to have these revenue solutions for Milwaukee County and the city now, because the alternative would simply be catastrophic, first for the poorest and most vulnerable here in this section of the state, but it would ripple throughout the state, unquestionably negative. And I came across a piece today from a guy that writes the recombobulation area. His name is Dan Schaefer. He's a veteran reporter and a keen observer of all things Wisconsin political. And I wanted to share with you a little bit of Dan's perspective because I think he said things very accurately. And we're going to talk very briefly about this given the vote today. I do want to touch on inflation, but listen, the through line I'm going to draw here is there is a theme to what Republicans engage in when it comes to how the middle class experiences life. And the theme for the GOP is, I do not care about the middle class. I don't care what the talking points are. The facts of what has occurred in these very few days, the last 20 days, simply tell an absolutely irrefutable and convincing story that neither the GOP at the national level nor the GOP here in this state give two whits about regular folk. And you have to get beyond the talking points here. So let's start with this shared revenue and sales tax correction. Okay? And I want to read from Dan Schaefer. He starts and says, in many ways, this bill misses the mark. There is simply not enough funding for local governments across the state. This state's multi-billion dollar budget surplus was in many ways built on the backs of defunding local government, and this bill doesn't go far enough to realign that imbalance. The Milwaukee-specific policy requirements are insulting. Many of these requirements are the type of anti-woke nonsense that has more to do with servicing a conservative media culture war agenda than solving any problems. Some of the requirements seem specifically targeted at progressives and people of color, which is especially problematic in a state with some of the deepest racial disparities seen anywhere in the nation, in a county where nearly 70% of the state's Black population lives. For Milwaukee in particular, this is deeply frustrating. And it's a silly way for the state to govern its largest city, its economic and cultural powerhouse, and the place where so many of the downstream problems created by Republicans upstream tend to end up. This may help Milwaukee avoid falling off a fiscal cliff, but it was state Republicans that pushed Milwaukee to that cliff in the first place. There are far better ways our state government could be putting the city in a position to thrive, not simply spare it from disaster. And yet, for all that's wrong with this bill, it must absolutely 100% has to pass. This and these DEI provisions that the Republicans have put in here, I've talked about them before on this show, show the callousness with which Republicans regard working poor folks, not just in Milwaukee, because again, as goes Milwaukee, so goes Wisconsin. And the many of the common council members here in Milwaukee, in the city of Milwaukee, took care to critique the provision in the bill that attempts to prohibit the city and the county from engaging in DEI efforts as to employment and contracting. You can join us, 844-967-2789. Those common council members called that provision overreaching, micromanaging, and frankly racist. Today, Voss responded, and here's what he said. Liberals want race, color, and gender to be part of everything and almost mandated for what people should believe. That's not what taxpayer dollars should be for, he said. If you want to raise money in the private sector, if you want to have a bake sale or put money into your own ideology, you have every right to do that because we live in America. But it's not the right to use taxpayer dollars to try to push one ideology over another. Holy cow. First of all, you big fat jerk. Bake sale? Really? And second of all, about ideology, that's politics, brother. That's what we're arguing about here. Politics is ideology. It's an expression of values. And to say that you don't value equity and inclusion, that that is somehow problematic, is just terrible. Have an argument with us about how. But let's not argue that those things, all else being equal, make us better as a country. So this is what's going on. They pushed us to the brink. They're acting like we owe them something. And on this same very day, you have Republicans again in the state not meeting the governor's budget for the UW system, this pristine jewel of higher education in this state. And here's what most of us from Wisconsin know and have always been very proud of our higher educational system, that it was attainable and accessible to an average Wisconsinite with a middle-class income. But Republicans have drained funding from that system, forcing tuition raises, now putting many UW degrees out of the reach of the middle class here in this state. And now this, Wisconsin now ranks 42nd among all 50 states in its funding for the public four-year university system. And the Republicans' excuse for not funding it, their excuse is diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. What, pray tell, are we to make of all of this? Come on. You want to perform hate and exclusion? That's what the GOP has become? So that's the through line. Hate and exclusion to the detriment of everyone in the middle class. Jack from Merrimack, welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show. What say you, sir?
Well, yeah. The first thing is that if Voss is going to complain about spending taxpayer dollars on political goals, what about the millions that have been spent on the gerrymandered redistricting and the repeated audits and fraudits that have gone on with this election system?
Yeah, it's all waste. It's terrible. It's being gaslit by a political.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213. Or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Crescenda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
From Wausau, Wisconsin, in Athletic Park, the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters head north to take on the Wausau Woodchucks. And good evening, everybody. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM. Well, a game last night for the Rafters that they're going to have to win to shake off. A game they lost 11-5. They were out-hit 12-7 against a Woodchucks team that was red hot. So they're going to have to look to slow them down here today. A game that started for the Rafters, they went up 3-0 in the top of the second inning, and then Woodchucks responded a Michael McGinnis three-run shot in the bottom of the second that tied this game up at three apiece. But then the Rafters responded in the top of the third inning. They went up 5-3 off of a Ty Johnson RBI and Anthony Gallison RBI as well. Back-to-back one-run on RBIs that put them up 5-3. And at that point, you felt the Rafters were going to keep going. But unfortunately, the Wausau Woodchucks responded once again. Four runs for them in the bottom of the third. And then they got three runs in the fifth inning. From there on, they were just red hot. Two guys hit two three-run shots, and the Rafters had no answers of slowing them down. They played six innings of scoreless baseball since they scored two runs in the top of the third. So they're going to have to look to continue to play a complete game throughout the nine innings, because what happened yesterday, they're going to have to look to shake off. For Wisconsin Rapids today, Josh Howitt's going to be getting the start on the mound, the Cal State Fullerton product, who has 17 strikeouts. He's going to be one to watch. So the left-hander, the tall left-hander, 6'5", from Encino, California, getting his second start. So Levi Jensen will be at the catcher's position. Jack Gervich will be slotted in at first. He was DHing yesterday. He'll be put on first base today. Chris Conniff back in the lineup, the Wagner product at second. Shane Taylor, Utah Tech product, slotted in at third. And James Castagnola, the UC Irvine guy from San Diego, California, he'll be put in at shortstop. As for the outfield for the Rafters, Brendan Bobo, who played first base yesterday, going to be slotted in at left field. Ty Johnson, once again, the trustworthy center fielder, he'll be back in the eighth position. Logan Hugo will be put back in the lineup once again. He'll be slotted in at right field. So the Rafters are going with Johnson to lead off, Jack Basir, the DH today, Brendan Bobo third, Jack Gervich fourth, Shane Taylor fifth, Logan Hugo sixth, Chris Conniff seventh, James Castagnola eighth, and Levi Jensen, the catcher, he'll be slotted in at the nine hole. As for the Wausau Woodchucks, they're going with Nate Nabholz, the product out of Towson University in Cressona, Pennsylvania. He's had three games appeared in with a 1-0 record, 17 innings of work with 10 hits. He's had four runs. He's also had 17 strikeouts with a 2.12 ERA. So looking at a bit of a pitcher's duel here today for the second game between these two teams. Drew Stengren will be slotted in at catcher. Jake Baker, the Kansas product, will be put in at first. Brennan Holt will be put in at second. Brent Witter, who had a big day as well yesterday, he'll be slotted in at third. So Witter at third. Simon Sherry, the shortstop out of the University of Evansville, he'll be put in at the sixth position. Drew Berkland out at left field. Dalton Pearson, who also had a three-run home run to left field yesterday, he'll be back in at center field at the eighth position. And Colby Wallace will be put in at right field. So these two teams are going to have to figure out a way, because it was a game yesterday to 16 combined runs, 19 combined hits, so slowing each other down is going to have to be the key for both sides. For the Rafters, you have to look at it. They started off up 3-0 yesterday, then they went up 5-3, but from then on, six scoreless innings of baseball, weren't able to find any rhythm. They're going to have to look to continue to do well on their defense, because giving up 11 runs, their highest all season, is not going to win them the game. So Josh Howitt, a guy that definitely can do that. He's been a product out of Cal State Fullerton, a 1-0 record, appeared in four games. He picked up the win against Green Bay back on June the 8th. He's had 11 innings of work, allowing three hits and four runs, and then 17 strikeouts. So he was a Northwoods League All-Star last season. He won an 8-0 record with 13 games appeared in. So looking to continue that so far, because he hasn't lost, but a Wausau team that is red hot coming in from yesterday. So umpires Brandon Ottens, Brendan Hastings, and Gary Glover will be the ones to do the duties on the refereeing side. So these two teams just about 10 minutes away here First pitch coming up here on WFHR. We'll be back in a moment.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
It'd be great if life came with remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Back here inside Athletic Park as head coach Brock Moss for the Wausau Woodchucks. In his first season, he's the head coach at Eastern Oklahoma State. So he's had 10 years of head coaching experience and bringing that to the Woodchucks. As for the Raptors, head coach Kirk Schreider and the umpire's box meeting away as he's in his third season, a guy that had an unbelievable record last season, 57-15. The Raptors did. They set the single season winning record, but unfortunately they were not able to go to the championship. Their season ended in the final round for the Kalamazoo Growlers, who took them down 8-6. So that was last year, and now it's this year. The Raptors 10-10 this season. They're sub 500, and they're looking to get above that because they were 9-6 at one point in this season, and then they went 1-4 in their past five games. So they're going to look to start to get back to a winning franchise and a winning culture. They were 2-5 at one point in this season. They won six straight games, and you felt this team was going to start to get some momentum. But that's since been halted. It's been tough on the pitching end because they've had great pitchers. They just haven't been performing as well as we know they can. So umpires down there and Wausau introducing their lineup. But you look at it, it's a warm 81-degree day here up in Athletic Park. So Raptors had a day yesterday, as I said, going up 3-0 and then going up 5-3. But what really hurt them was giving up those big innings for the Woodchucks. And for yesterday, it was a game where there was a lot of walks. I mean, both sides had guys that were just kept on walking to put guys on base. And then from since then, it was one or two hits that really made the difference, because you look at it, the Raptors gave up two home runs, and two of those home runs were two three-run shots to left field. So that's six runs right there. And if you look at that, the Raptors can hold that down and keep the Woodchucks from getting those big innings, and they can be in for a good one today, because this is their second game of being on the road. Eight of the next nine are on the road. So they're going to have to find a way to get back in winning ways here today. So these two teams getting set here for the national anthem. 5 minutes for first pitch. We'll be back here on WFHR.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nacoosa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nacoosa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Does back pain have you sidelined? There's a local expert right here in Central Wisconsin ready to help you. Dr. Doug Gallick at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids. Whether your back pain results in numbness in your lower extremities, disc compression, or herniation, or anything else, Dr. Gallick has the expertise to help you. He has 23 plus years of experience to back it up. Go online to WROinstitute.com to learn more about Wisconsin River Orthopedics and their many services, including relieving back pain. Wisconsin River Orthopedics, relieving pain and restoring lives.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Back here inside Athletic Park as Rafters and the Woodchucks just about 3 minutes away from first pitch. Wausau, a team who's third in the Great Lakes West right now. They're 12-9 compared to the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, who are 10-10. So Rafters a game and a half back of the Woodchucks, so they're looking to hopefully cut that down here today. Nate Nabholz will be getting the start on the mound. He's obviously had three games appeared in with a 1-0 record. He appeared against the Rafters back on June the 7th, five innings of work, allowing two hits and two runs and totaling three strikeouts. So he's familiar with this team. So the Towson product, one of three Towson pitchers for the Woodchucks. Rafters getting set here. Ty Johnson will be the leadoff guy. So Johnson, Basir, and Bobo are due up. Three guys that are ready to make a splash. So Ty Johnson, 24 hits he's had on 76 at-bats as he's going to step in to the left-handed batter's box. He's had nine runs, batting a .316, nine RBIs. He's had 14 strikeouts. So coming set on the first pitch, here is Nabholz. Sets and serves on the inside for a strike. 0-1. No balls, a strike. So Nate Nabholz will come set, kick and serve as Johnson flies a ball out on the backside. 0-2. So the Woodchucks obviously starting with Nabholz up on the mound. Drew Stengren at catcher. Baker at first. Holt at second. Witter at third. And Simon Cherry, the shortstop. So no balls and two strikes. Nabholz comes set and serves on the inside as the ball flied up into Nabholz right at the mound. Comes under it and makes the catch for one down. So Johnson, not the start he would have liked. He flies out as Jack Basir is due up. So Basir is a guy that's leading the team in batting average with a .348. He went 1-for-3 yesterday. He's had 23 hits on 66 at-bats, 10 runs and 10 RBIs as Nabholz comes in and throws right down the plate for a strike. 0-1. So the Rafters had two hits yesterday in the first inning. Came from Basir and Bobo as the 0-1. Basir swings on the outside. 0-2. So, yeah, the Rafters had two hits, two runners on, but yesterday weren't able to cash in the first. So, Nabholz will come set one down here, top one. The 0-2 comes in right on the outside edge, a bit low for a ball. 1-2. So Jack Passier leading the team in batting average, and the Pepperdine products from Pleasanton, California. The 1-2 comes in. Basir swinging a grounder over to the shortstop. Sherry has all the time in the world and gets him down at first. Two down. So Brendan Bobo will step in the batter's box. Two straight outs for the Woodchucks. They're looking to have a 3-up and 3-down inning. So two down. Bobo will come set. Set four hits on 22 at-bats. The team MVP last season was able to get two hits, though, yesterday, which was big for him and his confidence because he had all the confidence in the world last season. Led the team in home runs with 17. As the 0-1 comes in from Nabolt, swinging a grounder over to Sherry. Once again, fields it in the glove. The throw across his body to first is on time. So a 3-up and 3-down inning for the Woodchucks as we head to the bottom of the first. Score stays at 0-0. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
To the bottom of the first we go here on WFHR. Glad you're with us. Joey Fear with you, and well, the Raptors not able to get anything going in the top of the first inning. They only 9 pitches from Nabholz, so that was basically the score for them. Three up and three down. Johnson flew out. Basir and Bobo both grounded out. So Dalton Pearson will step in on Josh Howitt, the left-handed pitcher, who's at 17 strikeouts this season. Just one after another for him. So he's at 11 innings of work as he comes set and serves on Pearson as Pearson flies a ball out on the right field side, 0-1. So the Raptors going with Howitt on the mound. Levi Jensen, the catcher. Jack Gurvich at first. Chris Conniff at second. Shane Taylor at third. And James Castagnola, the UC Irvine product, slotted in at short. Howitt comes set and serves the 0-1. Foul tipped on the backside, 0-2. So Dalton Pearson had a 3-run shot yesterday. He leads the team in RBIs with 16. He also has 3 home runs as well. So no balls, 2 strikes. Josh Howitt will set, kick, and wind on the 0-2 on the outside. 1-2. So Howitt, a rising senior out of Cal State Fullerton from Encino, California. He previously attended L.A. Valley College, but this season he appeared in 6 games, not many for the Titans, with 5 innings pitched. As Pearson flies the ball out, foul side on the first baseline, 1-2. It's his second season, obviously, for the Raptors. Appeared in 13 games last season, 8-0 record, where he conducted 47 strikeouts and only 36 innings of work, allowing 11 runs. So Howitt sets and serves the 1-2. Swinging a ball. Hit well into center field. Johnson at the wall. Comes out and makes the grab. Once again, Dalton Pearson making great contact. And for a sec, I thought that ball could have been out of here. But Ty Johnson was able to clean things up. So Brennan Holt is due up, the second baseman out of Oklahoma State, batting a 167. So Holt wasn't in the lineup yesterday. A rising sophomore out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, the left-hander.
A transfer from LSU to Oklahoma State.
So the one out, Howard comes and serves and finds the zone for a strike on one. You have to imagine this is going to be a pitcher's duel between these two guys. Each before coming in to today, Howitt and Abolts both 17 strikeouts. The 0-1 comes from Howitt, swinging a fly ball out on the left side, out of play, 0-2. So one down, no balls, two strikes here in the bottom of the first. High scoring affair yesterday. 16 combined runs as the 0-2 comes in upstairs out of the zone for a ball. 1-2.
Holt hit 176 with the Cowboys of Oklahoma State.
So Brennan Holt,
9 hits, a double home run.
A second Oklahoma State product as far as the hitter, has the 1-2 way inside and backing away as he was skimmed by the pitch, and Holt will take first. Just barely grazed on the right part of his hip. So he'll take first. Holt was hit by a pitch, and that's unfortunate for Howard, who is ahead in the count. And now he has a man on first. Brent Witter is due up. 2 for 5 yesterday with a run. He had a big day. The product out of Evansville from Sheboygan, Wisconsin, the rising senior, batting a 345 with 4 RBIs. As Howard comes set, swinging a grounder over to first, and Gervich throws it at second from Castanola. The throw back to first to Gervich. A 3-6-3 double play. Excellent infield for the Raptors as we head to the top of the second. 0-0 here at Athletic Park.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Konoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Top of the second inning, scoreless through one. So Jack Gervich is due up. Gervich, Taylor, and Hugo are set to bat here in the top of the second. As Nate Holtz had a 3-up and 3-down inning, as the first pitch comes in on Gervich. San Diego product batting a 289, 11 hits on 38 at-bats. He leads the team in home runs and also RBIs with 14 as well. As the 1-0 comes in and finds the left edge down below the zone, 1-1.
Count is 1-1 from Nabolts. Like mentioned, making his fourth appearance.
So Gervich yesterday was a guy who went 0-for-4. He had a run and was walked as 2 balls and a strike. So Gervich started in all 39 games with 142 at-bats, 38, and 26 RBIs. He swings and pulls a ball into the right field side. He slides over to first. Does he get there? And does.
So the foot assist by Nate.
Hit there from Jack Gervich, and the first hit of the game is responsible for the San Diego products. So Gervich will take first, and now Shane Taylor is due up. 12 hits on 44 at-bats with 3 runs and 6 RBIs as well. Batting a 273. So Taylor, yesterday, went 0 for 2, was walked, and he struck out. So Gervich stands at first, and the left-hander Shane Taylor batting at 273, 6 RBIs on the season as the pickoff attempt from Nabholz over to Baker is not in time.
Shane Taylor came against these Woodchucks in the first game these two teams played against each other.
So at first is Gervich. Nabholz sets and serves and finds on the outside just a little bit away of the zone on an 88-mile-per-hour fastball. 1-0. So a 3-up and 3-down inning for the Woodchucks in the first. Not the case this time as the pickoff attempt over and sliding safe at the bag was Gervich. So 1-0 count. Nabholz will come set. Looks and serves the 1-0 and finds the upper edge of the zone. 1-1. A ball and a strike. Shane Taylor, who had a career 321 batting average with Utah Tech and 90 total RBIs. As the 1-1, once again, the throw over to first and sliding back towards the bag was Gervich. Hit 90 total RBIs in 3 seasons for Utah Tech. So Shane Taylor, the Las Vegas product, as the 1-1 comes in, he fouls one off on the backside. 1-2. He also had 41 putouts and 71 assists, so he's also a dynamic infield guy. Can play third, can play second, can play short. So you definitely love to have him in the infield. The Rafters have the highest infielding percentage as the 1-2 once again thrown over to first, and Gervich back towards the bag slides in time. But once again, you see Nabholz putting Gervich back towards closer to first base because he's had a big leadoff a couple times where he's been thrown at first. 1-2 count. Nabholz sets and serves, swinging a grounder that goes into Sherry. The step on the bag at second, the throw over to first, and a double play from Simon Sherry, a 6-3 double play. So how about it? Simon Sherry getting it done. So 2 down, now on top of the second, Logan Hugo is due up. The Eastern Michigan product back in the lineup. And the trustworthy right fielder, 8 hits on 45 at-bats, 6 runs, and a batting average of 178. So 2 down here, and the throw in from Nabholz finds the right edge of the zone. 0-1.
Takes that one in
there. No balls, a strike. 2 down. Nabholz sets in as swinging a grounder over to the third baseman, and a tough error there from Witter, and that goes in and out of his glove, and that advances Hugo to first. So Brent Witter getting an error, and that puts Hugo on first. Chris Conniff is due up. In and out of the glove on the left side from the third baseman, Brent Witter. Conniff batting at 283. 13 hits this season on 46 at-bats. So the Wagner College product, as Conniff swings and pulls a ball into the left field side. Running after and making the grab is Berklin for the third out. So score stays at 0-0 as we head to the home half of the inning here in the bottom of the second. We'll be back in a moment.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Mainly clear tonight with lows around 59. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies again. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 88. Mainly clear skies. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 59. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Thursday and Friday, and highs in the upper 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 83.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the second, we go 0-0 game here in Athletic Park as Drew Berkland will step in. Raptors had an unbelievable double play, a 3-6-3 double play from Gervich to Castagnola. Back to Jack at first. So that really ended the bottom of the first inning. So the first pitch comes in for Howitt on Drew Berkland and is a strike. So Berkland yesterday was unbelievable. He went 3-for-3, had a run, was walked twice, and also had an RBI as he pops one up out on the right side out of play. Batting a .325, 9 total RBIs and 2 home runs. So Berkland out of Wayzata, Minnesota, and the rising sophomore. Down on the count, 0-2. Howitt kicks and serves outside for a ball, 1-2.
So if he does not get a hit here, he'll be averaging exactly one hit per game.
So Brennan Holt was on first base, and unbelievable double play as Witter grounded out. And a swing and a miss down low for strike number 3. Josh Howitt recording his first strikeout of the day, and it comes true on the left fielder, Drew Berkland.
So
Colby Wallace is due up. And this is something interesting, the right fielder who also plays at Cal State Fullerton. So this is a matchup of teammates that play on the same collegiate team together. So Wallace and Howitt. So Howitt will come set, kick, wind, and deliver on the inside. Swinging a grounder over the shortstop, Castagnola fields it in the glove. The throw across his body to first. He's on time to Gervich. How about that? Excellent heads-up play from the UC Irvine product. And two down here in the bottom of the second. So on the first pitch, a ground out from Wallace. So Jack Gervich, once again, making the put out there, was able to get that out at first. And now this brings up Drew Stengren. So Stengren, the catcher out of Central Michigan, and the rising senior from Fox Grove, Illinois. Fox River Grove, Illinois. Two RBIs.
Drew Stengren.
So first pitch, 1-0 count, as up and away outside, 4-ball, 2-0. So two down here, bottom two. One hit for the Raptors, none yet for the Woodchucks. The 2-0 delivery comes on the inside for a strike, 2-1. So Berkland struck out, Wallace grounded out. And Drew Stengren, who wasn't in the lineup yesterday, is ahead in the count, 2-1. The 2-1 inside, once again, same pitch on a fastball of 88 miles per hour that evens up the count at 2 apiece. So Stengren batting a .500.
Struck out 47 batters, only allowing 11 runs.
2-2 count with two outs. The 2-2, swing and a miss on the outside. Josh Howitt. Two strikeouts here in this inning as a 3-up and 3-down inning for the Raptors. Scoreless as we head to the top of the third here on WFA.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Help us fight youth homelessness. Go to covenanthouse.org.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. okay? The pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211 or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
James Castagnola.
Top of the third, we go as this game is at 0-0. James Castagnola is due up. He's had no hits on five at-bats, but he's been walked all five times. So UC Irvine Products has not seen action for the Anteaters this year. So he was redshirted, but he's looking to make his name known here as he sees a strike. Bottom of the order, Castagnola, Jensen, and Ty Johnson are set to be due up. The 0-1 comes in and finds a zone, 0-2. No balls, two strikes. So Rafter's looking to get another hit and get guys on as swing and a miss on the inside for strike number three. So three straight strikes for Nabholz, and that sends Castagnola down swinging. So Levi Jensen is due up. And Jensen, a guy with four hits on 46 at-bats, five runs, seven walks, and he's had a batting average of a .087. So he's really struggled. He's been a reliable catcher behind the plate, but when he's been up to bat, he's had a tough time getting on the base as first pitch comes in on the outside. One ball and no strikes. One down. And Nabholz sets, winds, and serves. The 1-0 swing and a fly ball, a towering fly ball into the left fielder of Berkland, who reaches out and makes an easy grab for two down. So Ty Johnson is due up, who flew out to Nabholz on his last at-bat. So Johnson 0-for-1 today, and two down here in the top of the third.
Fun fact, it's Uncle Chris Nabholz played in the MLB.
So Johnson, the McLennan Community College alum, as pitch comes in just above the zone, 1-0. So Johnson headed to Baylor next year, and was a member of the McLennan squad that claimed the North Texas Junior College Athletic Association Conference Championship. So he really was the NGCAA Region 5 Championship and made the program's second consecutive appearance in the JUCO World Series. So a big part of their success this year. And the 1-1 comes in, swinging a fly ball into right field, and coming under it and making the grab is Colby Wallace for the third out. So a three-up. Been three down inning once again for the Woodchucks as we head to the bottom of the third here on W.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.